Hello, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Casino Hustle. This is hosted by K, or some people call me KP. You understand? So what I want to do, man, I know we're in a pandemic and everything like that, and people scared to go out, or some people lost their job and things like that, right? But what I want to do or tell you guys in this podcast, on this podcast, is that it's ways of making money. And one of them is the casino hustle. Take it from your boy, one of the greatest casino hustler ever lived and still continue to do, right? So I'm located in Miami, Florida. We got like 6 or 7 casinos. So people say, why would I want to, the question may be, people may say, why would I want to go join a casino or even go to a casino to do some hustling? Listen, trust me, that's where it's at. For one, you're going to be protected. They got cameras everywhere because you ain't doing nothing illegal, right? For two, you don't have to worry about things happening on the outside, like somebody telling you no, or you don't qualify for the job, or yada 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 yada, if you're trying to look for a job, or you know, anything, etc. Bad things. But in the casino, all you have to do is join the Players Club. If you got 6 or 7 casinos in your area, all you have to do is join the Players Club. Some may give you $10, $20, $50, and I know 2 of them or 3 of them in Florida right now. As a matter of fact, you can get $50 to $100 just from signing up. Now, that's just 2 of them, right? And some of them give you like $25 from signing up. Now, say if you hit all them 6 of them, all 7 of the casinos that's here, good chance you're going to come out with some money. But the thing is, you have to turn the fake money into real money. So you got to play a game, which is I like to play like video blackjack or video poker. You get all your money off. You may lose a couple of dollars and you get the heck out of there. You understand? So by doing that, you will start generating wealth or money that you may need. But you save it. And after you get this free play, and this is when the hustle come in. So you have to go to these casinos and pick a game that you're good. If you're going to be a slot player, you're going to be the best slot player. But I recommend you not to play slots. If I was you, I'd stick to video poker or either some virtual blackjack or some roulette. Dollar for dollar games. You understand? That's how you're going to start this thing off. And every time you play with your card. So you'll get to know people like on the streets. You know, like when you're hustling, you get to know the players. You get to know the who's and who's that and that and that. You get to know everybody who you need to know. So I recommend you be solo and know yourself and get to know people by observing and having a conversation. You understand? And then you start doing your thing. But at the same time, when I say doing your thing, you got to always play with your card. Get your points up. You understand? You play with your card, and if you go to all casinos, you pick you 1 or 2 casinos that you're going to stick to get you some money. But at the same time, the money going to start coming in. And when the money comes in, you're going to be so happy, smiling from ear to ear. You understand what I'm saying? So you need to first join the Casino Players Club. They're going to give you some free play right then and there. And then from that point, you'll start generating cash flow. And it's a simple hustle. You're not doing nothing illegal. People are going to say, why you go to the casino to hustle? You ain't got to worry about busting your back out, working your arms out, doing all type of stuff. You're going to be straight. So, you know, stay tuned on the podcast. And on the second segment, I'll start getting into more details on how you do this, what you're supposed to do and how you should be doing it to get to stage 2, 3, 4, and 5, where you can start generating good money and take it. And you know, take it from me. This ain't just no, like they say nowadays, there ain't no capping in my rapping. What I'm telling you, it works. You understand what I'm saying? So when you pay attention to the podcast and keep going along and tuning in, you will hear me say and tell you the things you need to do to get this free play up to make it cash. You understand what I'm saying? And also, too, I will have guests come on and they can tell you how they hustle in the casino to make money. Some people hustle, they can pay their car note. Some people hustle, they can pay their phone bill. Some people hustle, they can pay their mortgage. And you can stack it up. I know people that makes thousands of dollars. $40,000 a year. Just hustling in the casino. Stacking it up. And they got their regular job. They pay their damn got a check. Damn got to touch their regular check. You have to have a job. You don't have to have a job, but it's always good to have a job too, because now that backup money is security. The casino hustle money, you stacking up. I'm telling you, it works. Sometimes people say, hey, man, that's a bad thing. They put these casinos in each city, in each state, each town. Then it's a good thing too. All you got to do is have a valid ID, join the Players Club, and you own. On the next segment, stay tuned for the K Casino Hustle Podcast. Second segment coming soon. Now, welcome to Casino Hustle, Episode 2. Now, I'm going to tell you how everything first started with me, with this casino hustle. One time I was had to take my kids to like this meeting. It was something to do with family or something, but I had to take them to this meeting where they had to be there. But they was going to be there for like 3 hours. So I said, okay, I'll take them there. I'd never been to a casino. Anyway, I dropped them off to their meeting. And on the way coming from, I said, what could I do? I say, I don't want to just sit there at the meeting, because it was like them meeting with their mother. They had to do something for like 3 hours or whatever. It didn't concern me. So I said, let me figure out something what I can do for these 3 hours. So I said, let me go about casino. I never been into one. Let me see how this thing looks. So I went inside there. And it was a long line. I said, man, this long line. I said, what? All these people inside this casino, this long line. I'm like, wow. So found out soon I came in, it was some two guys ran up to me. Hey, man, do you want, I said, what this line is, what this line for? He said, oh, this is for, they had something in the magazine and you got a coupon? I said, no, I got no coupon. What the coupon is for? He said, oh, they give you a $50 free play. And if you get it, you just give me half of the free play. Like, you just give me $25 of the free play. You play the other $25. I said, man, I don't know what you're talking about. But, I mean, I'm only, remember now, I got 3 hours. So I said, oh, okay, fine. You know, I don't think he's trying to hustle me or anything like that. I just wanted to just go and get the free play for the guy. So I went and got it. On top of that, they gave me $25 more on top of that, plus the 50. So now I got $75. I got to get this guy $25. So on this, he told me to come. He said, come with me. So I'm following behind the guy. So we go to this this virtual blackjack machine, and he load this up. He said, you can play yours. He said, let me play mine first. And then you play yours. So he put my card in. I told him the PIN number. Mind you, never do that. Never tell nobody your PIN number, because you may just lose the card or whatever. Never tell nobody your PIN number. But I didn't know. I'm new. Green to the fact, right? So he get the card. He put the PIN number in. He loaded his $25. He played it in one shot. Boom. Dillish throwed him a blackjack. So now he win. 37 plus the 25. So do the math. So he got that money. So now it's my time to play. So he explained to me what I needed to do and how I needed to do it. And he stood there. I was like, okay. He said, man, bet. Do like I did. Bet the what you call it. So I betted the $25. I won. He said, no, cash it out, cash it out, now cash it out. So I cashed the money out. I said, damn, I got 50. It's $25 left. He said, man, bet it again. I said, nah, man. I'm going to bet five now because she just won. So I don't know if she's going to, what you call her, mom, beat me the next thing. He said, man, I'm telling you, man, just bet now. I did it. And she blackjacked on the money, but I still walked out with 50 bucks, right? But I saw the long line as I walked out with 50 bucks, but before I walked out, I saw the long line of people standing around, and this same guy was doing this with everybody. Hey, I got this, and the guy, to speed it up, it wasn't just him. It was him and his friends. They all had them. Like a roll of newspapers, like cut out coupons, 50 bucks. And just imagine getting all those coupons, and he's finding people that, like myself, who was green to the fact, because I don't know, green to the fact that about this hustle, this casino hustle. I was green to the fact. I didn't know anything about it. But he was going to everyone getting these coupons done. And everybody knew his name. Everybody knew who he was. Every time he greeted somebody, it was with a smile, and he pulled you right in and he showed you, like if he was working for the casino. He showed you how to download, showed you whatever, but he get his cut off front. Even if he won that hand or lost that hand, I probably would have gave him something anyway because he helped me, right? So it's a win-win situation for him. That's what I mean by the casino hustle. So that's what I'm saying about the casino. You can make money. Money is there to be made. As long as you're not stealing anything, as long as you're not doing anything illegal, you can make money. Now, as the years went on, I finally got to meet the guy. Again, they did it. They was doing the same thing again. But this time, I didn't have to take my kids, because I was so, now I was like, oh man, I can go up there and win some money, because I like the blackjack machine. So I started, you know, playing the game on my cell phone and everything before I go back up, because it was quick money. I made $50, no less than 2 minutes. I'm like, man, I need to go try with some real money with this thing. So when I go up there again, lo and behold, the same promotion is going on. The same guy. So this time I went up there with some money, like $200 or $300, and boom, 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 they beat me. And I'm saying to myself, this guy is here. This is the same guy, what you call him. And mind you now, he took me up there again and I got the 50 bucks. He took me up there again, got the 50 bucks. He won his money. I won. And I ended up losing the free play that I did lose. I lost that, and plus I lost my money. But to this story, I even gave him money from helping me again. So he's winning all the way around. That's why I call it the casino hustle. He's winning all the way around because he know what's going on, what promotions they have and everything. He's winning, 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 winning. And I sat back. I say, man, I can do this. I say, I can do this, because if he's doing this, it got to be a reason and why. I mean, he's doing it, and how do he know these things is coming out? So I go, I say, man. So I went to him just before I leave. I went to him. I say, hey, listen, man, when you going to be up here again or whatever? He said, oh, I'll be up here every Sunday. He said, just come up here every Sunday. You're going to see me up here. If you come on a Friday or Thursday, I'll be here from Friday all the way to Sunday. You know what I mean? I'm not going to give his name on this podcast because I haven't spoken to him about it. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm telling you about the situation that I went through, where I knew hustling in the casino, you can make money. So I'm like, man, look at this guy. So, and then also too, the money that he make, he will flip some of it because he will gamble, because it ain't costing him anything. You understand? So one day I decided to go up there on the weekend and hang around. Didn't have any money, lost my money, or whatever the case may be, because I was what you call a a person to just go up there for fun and just gamble and don't know what's going on, just gamble. So I would gamble, lose, gamble. And the same guy's, and then if I won something, I always gave him something. I always gave this guy something and him and his friend, because, you know, I got to know them. This, like, weeks into this, I got to know these guys. I'm like, man, every time I come up on the Friday or weekend, they always here. So I called them the Kara City Boys, which is you know, you, if you stayed in Miami, Florida, you know, Kara City, you know, Liberty City, you know, Overtown, you know, all this. So I called them the Kara City Boys because this casino is located near Kara City, which is called Miami Gardens now, right? So I'm like, wow, okay. These guys here, man, I give these guys $20 and $30 when I win and stuff like this. That's what I call it, the casino. I give them $20 and $30 when I win, but I can never get nothing from them. And one day I was sitting back broke. One day I lost my money, like $300. So I'm sitting back. This on the weekend. They doing this this newspaper coupon thing, right? Again. So as we doing this newspaper coupon thing again, I sit back, I get the coupon, he takes me up there again, I get the $50, he win his, I lose mine. Now I'm broke, because I lost my money too. But I know I always get this guy money, not saying that I'm looking for a handout. I'm like, man, this guy won't even front me a coupon or anything to say, hey man, here you go try to get you somebody to get this coupon and you can have you something in your pocket because you always look out for me. But I'm seeing he's gambling. Not saying that he owe me anything. He's gambling. They want him to look my direction. That's why I call it the casino hustle. I'm like, wow, this guy here, man. I said, I got to be better than these guys because you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to find out where they get these papers from and everything. So I started not talking to him directly. I went to asking people who I know. I said, man, oh, yeah, they come out every Sunday. They come out every on a Saturday or Friday. And you get the newspaper, you cut them out, and you come out, you can, And what you call it, you can do what you see them guys doing. Because some people have like six or seven of them. So I figured out everyone was doing it. He just was a big player in it. He had the most papers. He had like 200 to 300 papers. And just imagine what type of money he made. That's why I call it the casino hustle. It depends on the promotion and what they have going on. You got to know these things. So this guy knew this thing, and he had him and his family member doing it with him. And then the little people, the ones who I was speaking to and getting to know, they was doing it, but they were doing it on a small scale. They had like 10 or 5 or 6, and everybody get up. The line be almost out the door, people trying to get this free play from this coupon, right? So I'm like, wow, okay, I can do it bigger than them. And I ain't gonna be the way that he is about how you handle things like that. So I said, you know what? When I became a casino host, I said, you know what? I'm gonna show, because I can't believe I get this guy money and he got hundreds of dollars in his pocket. Gambling right in front of me. Won't even say, hey, man, here go $10, man. I know you lost your money. Because he was just standing right by me just 20 or 30 minutes ago watching me gamble, lose all my money. And plus, I gave him money on top of that. If I do win, I will give him something just because he was there. You understand? Casino hustle again. Remember that word, casino hustle. And you can make plenty of money of it. So to get to the story, one day, a friend of mine said she knew somebody that worked at a well-known newspaper company here down in Miami, Florida, Miami Herald. So she said, I can get you how many papers you need? I said, get me 100. She got 100 papers, so I had 100 coupons. So I went there. I couldn't wait to get off work. I went there so early. And people was coming in, and the way I was dressed and looked so professional and stuff like that, I just walk up and have cash going, hey, you need a coupon, I got it, whatever. And they would take the coupon and go up there, and I was doing the same thing he was doing. but I was doing mine discreetly. You know, I ain't like I was, he was in front of, he was meeting you at the door. He was meeting you at the players club. He would meet, this guy was everywhere. When you playing a game, he's there. He's broadcasting and everything, right? That's how I ran into him. But I said, you know, I got to do it better than him, because I don't want, if it is something illegal that I'm doing, I don't want to get caught doing it. And if I'm breaking the law in the casino, I don't want to get judged by it. So I said, you know what? Let me do it a little professional. I talk to him like I'm, you know, like we're friends or whatever. And I whisper into him or whatever. And they say yes or no. I tell them what the deal is, and they agree to it. And then we meet by the restroom. I meet somewhere and I give them the coupon and we go. And believe it or not, this is when the hustling of me became a legend. I became a legend in his town. I didn't want to step on his toes, but he found out I made like almost $600 to $700 over the weekend. I couldn't believe I made that much money just off coupons. And then I repeated the process again the next following week. So lesson be known is that it's always ways to make money and doing it legal in the casino. Never think that you can't do it, and never think that it's impossible, but it was possible. And then I became, and he was so shocked. The same person, they ran out of tickets. They like, oh, what's up, nurse? They called me nurse, doc. They said, what's up, doc? You shortstop. And I say, shortstop and what? I said, what you talking about, man? Yeah, I know you got them coupons, man. Let me get two. I say, man, I don't got no two coupons. Even though I had a pocket full of them, I told him, no, I don't have any more, man. I ran out. He never gave me anything. I gave him everything. He never gave me anything, even though he helped me, but not that I was looking for anything, but he showed me who he was. You understand what I'm saying? He never gave me anything. So that when the casino hustle began. So you want to hear more of how this hustle started? Stay tuned to the Casino Hustle Podcast, hosted by Kate. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Casino Hustle, hosted by Kay. Now, off the last episode, when I was telling you about the coupons from the newspaper, right? So they did it about, let's say, another month. They did that promotion, and I made good every weekend for 4 weeks, right? And then they stopped it. But in the process, they were opening up another casino in my neck of the woods. Grand opening. And this casino is called Miami Casino. Casino Miami, one of the two, right? I think it's Casino Miami. Well, I went and I got me a player's card. They had a line from here and out the door. And then if you signed up with them, they gave you like, what, $75 free play at the time? And this was like 06, 07 or something like that, right? 06, 07. And yeah, I got the free play, and they had it where you can take the free play off the same way the other casino was. And this time, I didn't need no help because I already knew what to do. You understand? So I didn't need no help, but I came in with nothing, and they gave me $75 free play, and I already knew what to do. If you could have seen me then, when I signed up, I ran to the blackjack machine like it was like if I was running, but I walking so fast, I already knew what to do from the other casino. So I went, and I boom, I did it. I made $150. I won every hand. $150 off nothing. I put that in my pocket, right? I put that money in my pocket. And so now I'm here, and everybody that's coming in, they are new. they knew, and most of the people, they just, you know, they want the money because some people want to play slots. So what I did, I used that same principle that guy did to me up in the other casino. Everybody that I seen, well, majority of the people that I seen, I said, hey, listen, man, what are you going to play? I just started walking up on people, like, but very, you know, professional. Walk out, hey, man, what game are you going to play? Giving 75. Oh, I'm going to say, oh, man, if I wouldn't play that, you know, I was trying to persuade him. Listen, I wouldn't play. I'll play on Blackjack where you can download it and you can win the money and walk out the door. Why stick around? Oh, yeah, that dude, that make a lot of sense, bro. Come show me. And everybody I showed or did, either they won, or I used the same principle he did. They let me play. I won my money. But this time, I didn't do what he did and told me to keep betting 5-5. So I told him, betting the whole thing. I said, no. I said, listen, once I bet my 25, right? Because I figure if I showed him, because I already got 300 in my pocket. Or 150 in my pocket, right? From my winnings of mine, right? So I say, if I showed him, I'm going to win regardless because they're going to give me something. I'm going to win. Or I'm going to win and they're going to give me something. Or I'm going to lose and they're still going to give me something. That's the way I was looking at it. So I said, okay, listen. So I started telling them, hey, listen, go ahead and play it on blackjack, man, or video poker. You get your money off like at least 85% of the time. You're going to get 85% of it. Or 90% of it, right? Oh, really, man? You know, because some people, they just want the money. They want to go. They don't want to, they not even casino people. They just doing it because they got a shot of taking home $10. They happy with 10. They happy with 5. They happy with 100. And sometime when they win more, they'll come back. But long story short, man, I made so good that night. So people were coming in and they will play. And they will follow me to the game. I will download it. Well, you can download it on a blackjack machine. Now you can't do that. You got to do it on the slot machine. They will not let you do that on a blackjack video with all these bonuses. They won't let you do that. Right? But at that time, they let you do it. They didn't care. So the guys will download it. They will win. Sometimes I will lose. And just like I figured, if they won, they gave me $20. They gave me $10. They say, nah, bro, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have had this. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for you, I probably would have still been playing a slot because I don't have time to be wasting here. I got to go. I got to go go back. I was just on lunch break or I was just getting off work. I got to go home. Everybody had a different excuse of why they, you know, glad that I showed them that. And they say, hey, man, what's your name? I say, K. I say, oh, what's your name? And they would tell me their name. And someone will become regulars. They'll come in just to flip their money and go. Like they have $300 they want to try. They're always looking for me, right? But we'll get to that story, too. So this is how the hustle begins. So that day, I stayed there until, like, I did 3 hours because I ain't want to be sitting there because I had something to do, too. But within those 3 hours, I walked out with $700. And people were still coming in. They were still coming in and coming in and coming in. I couldn't sit there all day because I don't know when this casino was going to. No, I think as a matter of fact, it was on a weekend. So they're going to stay open all the way like 24 hours because of the grand opening. But I couldn't stay there all day and this and that because I had things I had to do. Right. But I wish I would have stayed because if I walked out with like, $500 or $700 in like 3 hours, I would have been good. I would probably make like almost $2,000-$3,000 just hanging around, right? So everybody was so friendly. So long story short, I left. Then I said, you know what? Let me go back up there. I got off work again, and I went back up there, and there was still people coming in the following day, but it wasn't as many as it was before, because now you. It's just people in the neighborhood that's coming there just to gamble, right? They putting their money in. So now you would know because they at the Players Club lined up and you hear someone come, oh, it's my first time here. Oh, I'm from what you call them. And they were matching people tier up too. Like if you was a premier card at another casino, they give you more. And some of those people are veterans. So you can't really ask them, hey, listen, what game you want to play? Would you play this or play that? You know, just leave them alone. I just listen to the ones that say I'm new here. That's what I would, you know, I'll walk around, you know, and like I'm go get me a nice club soda or something like that. And you could hear the conversation because people are talking loud. And then I said, oh, this person new. So I see them walking around with the player's card looking for a game. I said, I just go and like a bird and go scoop in and say, hey, man, you go play this game, man. You're only going to lose probably like $10 or $15. And you get to take the rest home. Oh, really? Man, come show me. And I take them to the game. And guess what? They'll win the whole thing, 100% of it. I don't know if it was just, it got to be luck. Or it was luck. They just win the whole thing. And they'll give me like $20 or $30. And I stayed up for like an hour or two. And repeat the calls. And I walk out with like, $75 or whatever the case may be. And then before you know it, that's how things started. And it kept going and going. And then the next time, it was the same thing again. So I just kept going back and forth, doing the same thing over and over. So when I did that, I learned that, this is a good way to do it. And then, I kept doing that. Kept doing it. And then the promotion kind of like died down because now a lot of people started coming. You can't just be hanging around the players club lurking for people. So now I just, I come there for an hour. Then I started seeing people coming to play blackjack machine. And they didn't know what they was doing. So I just sit there with them and show them. I said, oh, man, yeah, if I was you, I'd double down on this. Oh, man, I split that. And I learned that if I was teaching them, I get money too. So I say, oh man, this is great. So I just started teaching people. Hey man, no double down here. And it's only me showing them. And sometimes it'd be five people on the table. And I'm saying, hey man, if I was you, I hit that one. Or if I was you, I split. And this and that. And everybody win. Oh man, you're great, dog. You're so good, man. And such and da 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 da. And then they were, one guy would cash out and give me $25. The other guy would cash out and give me $10. Other one would give me $5. And one probably wouldn't give me anything, but it was okay. I wasn't there trying to beg anyone for no money. It was just happening. You understand? It was just happening. And the people, it just started happening. I mean, money just rolling in. I'm like, man, money. And then I started doing like from 1 hour, I start doing 3 hours at the casino. I say I get 3 hours and see what happened. So I started doing 3 hours. So the hustle was strong. So I got to know people. I got to know lawyers. I got to know doctors. I got to know just regular people. I just started to know everybody. I started to know the host. I started knowing the security guards. I started knowing a lot of people just by having a conversation. They started seeing me often. Instead of one time a week, I started coming 3 times a week and doing 3 hours. Because when I get off work, I'll go there, right? And I say, man, this, and the money just started rolling in. And everything was legal because I'm teaching this. So people started asking me, do I work for the casino? I say, no, I don't work for the casino. Yeah, because, man, if a machine had a malfunction or something like that, and they were like, hey, I hope I said, no, you're not going to lose your money. It's going to reboot. Because I seen the machine guys come and they, and I see them working with another person. I'm looking at what they be doing and stuff. I'm like, wow. So, I put that under my belt too. Like, oh, I can just, when the patrons come in and they get nervous, they think they're going to lose their money because the machine went out. And I calm them down. I said, no, relax. I say, this thing is going to reboot. And then if it don't reboot on the first time, then you call the attendant and then he's going to come and use a key, whatever. So they were like, oh man, how you know that? I said, because I don't seen a couple of them. I said, your money is not gonna be lost, trust me. No, I don't want to lose my money, man, because I put $200. I said, listen, I said, this is a casino. So it's more like I became a consultant too, you know what I mean? Like working in these casinos, like being inside a casino, people think that I work with this thing, but I don't. But I'm there often and people are just giving me fives, tens, 20s, 50s, sometimes they give me 100, right? So I'm like, man, this is nice. I'm not doing anything. So I said, this is a good hustle. And it was legal. Ain't like I'm asking nobody for no money. I ain't like I'm trying to rob anyone. I ain't doing none of that stuff because I don't do that type of stuff. But the people was giving. But the only thing that I do know, and I read inside some magazine one time, never take people tickets. If they leave 50 cents inside the machine, a quarter in the machine, I don't care if it's one penny, never take nobody ticket. That'll get you put out, right? So I said, oh, I know not to never. I don't see hundreds of dollars on the machine. I go get the security guard and say, hey, listen, there's money right here. And guess what? Because security guard became my friend. They're like, hey, this guy, this a good guy here. He's telling the manager, oh, this a good guy. He brought this ticket here. Because most people would take it. I don't want no trouble. Why would I want to take somebody's money? I mean, to get myself in trouble, right? Because the money coming so easy to me. So why would I want to put myself in jeopardy? So as the story goes on, is that it's good money hustling inside the casino. All you have to do is treat people with respect and show them. Learn the game that you want to learn and master. You got to play it too sometimes. So when people have questions and they may look for you, hey man, what you doing in this situation? What bet should I make on this slot machine? At what pay rate should I play this at? But you got to have experience to tell them and make them at ease, even though sometimes they're going to lose. It may not work that way. But if you do that, you make money. Because some people, I don't care if they win like $2,000. Some people shoot you like $400 off you just being there. This man, you got this guy giving you $400. And some, I used to have some customers that used to come to me and say, hey man, I'm coming here, I'm coming back Friday. Are you going to be here? And I used to tell them, yeah, I'll be here. What time you need me to be here? Man, give me your number. I'm going to call you. I'll let you know when I get off work. I'm going to come because I got to make this money to pay my rent. I got to do this to pay my car note. Oh, I got to do this because my wife, man, she might leave me. And I need this money for the such and such. And then I have to be very, very professional. And you have to also be very honest to these people, right? Because some of them is like an illusion. They think they're going to win out there. Every time you don't win. You don't win all the time. Why they call it gambling? I say, hey, listen, man, won't you take care of what you have to take care of first? You take care of that first, and then we try to make some money. But you can't just come here with the whole shebang and think you're going to flip it. But you can't tell nobody how to do their money. You understand? Because they grown at the end of the day. They're going to make their own moves. They're going to make their own decisions. And everybody used to come. I used to be so booked up. It was like I had my own business. I was so booked up that it's only one of me. And five people come in at the same time. Hey, man, what you doing? So I have to pull everybody that I know. Like when they come see me, I have to put them all on the same table. And bad as I want to, because one guy might just only want to give me $50. One guy want to give me $200. And this guy, he always shoot me like $400. And he might shoot me $75. You know, so now it's like mind-boggling. Like, man, who do I go work with? Do I go work with the guy that give me $400? Or do I work with this? Because the other guy give me $75 every time he cash out. The other guy give me $400 one time. And then I got to stay with him. Then he might just, he might win like $7,000, $8,000. I only got $400. I'm not complaining. I'm grateful. One guy, he'll give me $75 every time he cash out. And he can cash out $300. I got $75. I'm grateful. One guy give me $20 every time he cash out. Or might give me $30 one time. I'm grateful. You understand? But it's legal. It's hustling. And you got to have a great mindset when you're doing it. Saying you got to tell people the truth. Don't lie to them. This is good, man. They're going to tell you stories. They're going to tell you stories about their personal life. They're going to tell you what they did. Some people just say, hey, man, I just got out of prison. And I'm trying to, they come with all these stories, but all of them be true stories. This ain't like they just crawling up your leg, just trying to tell you something. These are true stories. And I tell them the truth. And these be the most greatest people you ever want to meet. And some of them are some of the worst people you ever want to meet, right? But they got a great heart. And when they talk to you, they talking to you from a real true point, right? And these people are so nice and daring that they give you. But they say, man, I know you've been here. They don't, not one time they judge me and said, oh man, I know you work, man, you don't need the money, or whatever the case may be. No, they said, no, man, you helping us, man. So some people, he's always saying, man, you the only person I give money here. I don't give nobody else no money. I'm like, man, because everybody else, man, they're like, you supposed to give them something, man. You never ask. One guy told me, man, you never ask for no money. I never see you asking nobody for no money. I never did. That was never my goal, to ask nobody for no money. I don't ask nobody for no money. And I don't stand around the what you call, whatever you give me, you give me. If you don't give me, that's fine. You know, that's fine if you don't give me. But I'm giving you some knowledge, too, about how to play the game. I learned how to play the game. And the knowledge that I gave is the one that they will win on. You know what I mean? And then after that, money started rolling. But what I started doing, instead of pocketing the money sometime, I was very disciplined at the beginning, very disciplined, bringing the money home. They had to worry about anything. But at some point, I started gambling. I started doing what I think the guy was doing, which I could have been wrong, trying to flip the money, trying to make more. That when you greed and speed kill, I should have never been greedy. So then I started falling down. Then one day, I think it was one time when I needed to do something very important. I had the money and I tried to flip it. I lost it all. And then I learned that after a certain time in the casino, people stopped coming in. And I said, you know, I got to come up with a system. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, and fourth quarter. The fourth quarter, I don't touch. I don't do no trying to gamble. I don't do nothing. Whatever I make during the fourth quarter, on top of what I made during the first and the third and the second, I take home. Because I said that would never happen to me again. And then, before you know it, my popularity, my everybody coming from everywhere, coming to see me, high rollers from different casinos. Man, I heard about you. Man, I heard that you, a lot of people win with you and this and that. People just want to, because they hear word of mouth. When you do good work, people just coming, and the legend just started growing. The legend started growing. Anybody that wanted to come. But then I had my, on the next episode, you're going to hear about all my ad-libs that I used to say in the casino. Because every time somebody win, because people wanted me, hey, man, they should use you, man, to be the voice behind the video blackjack, man, because you bring a lot of excitement when you, what you call them. You know, even though they losing or they winning, they didn't mind because I was bringing the excitement. I was bringing the excitement and bringing the ad-libs and everything that I say after the win or after the loss or whatever the case may be. They loved it. They loved it to death. You understand? But on the next episode, you're going to hear how I really put it all together and started getting my name called. Thank you for listening to Casino Hustle, hosted by K. So, welcome to Casino Hustle podcast, hosted by K. Like I was telling you on the last show, I was going to tell you about these ad-libs, these statements I used to use when I'm working with these I call them my sponsors, right? Who comes inside the casino and they be gambling and everything. So, to them, they get excited, because I bring so much joy to the game with my ad-libs. And some of them are legendary. You may hear them, like if you come down to Miami Casino, you come down to the casinos in Florida, you may hear a couple of cats saying my ad-libs, because they'd be so legendary and still is. They get you on a roll. Like some of them was like, hold them up. Don't nobody move. Save my life. It's a player's dream. Bookie's nightmare. See, people love this type of stuff. And you going, oh, Dilla bus, all kind of stuff. Everybody pick your money up. Don't nobody move. I was saying all type of things like that. And they was loving it. You understand? And they was loving it so much that that'll get me an extra $10 or $15. You understand? Excitement. And then and I had everything, even to my Latin, sponsor. I say, no muévete, por favor, mi amigo. Pick up. You know, I say all type of stuff. Like, I'll just switch it up every time. I'll just keep switching up. It was so fun, so excited. And pick up. Pick up, I just say that when the dealer busts and all type of stuff. And they used to love it. You understand? So you got to have your ad-libs and have them ready. So when you out there working with these guys and helping them get money, they're going to pass you money. And you got to be honest. Never try to. And there was times when I became a ticket runner. They hit for like $1,200. I go cash the ticket. They give me $200. Because of my ad-libs and the way I was carrying them and helping them win. You understand? It's all legal. You understand? So it was a great thing and it's still great. I mean, you just got to be very, very innovative. You got to know when you got to keep your sponsors, you know, happy and calm and relaxed. Because there's some sponsors that's going to come in. And you got to be ready with your ad-libs. You got to be ready with what you call them. You can't have a dub moment. It's like you got to always be ready to perform. And when you're ready to perform, you're going to go to, even if they lose or win, they're going to look out for you. They may not look out for you today if they lost, because they lost. But they're going to look out for you the next time they come in. When they win, even bigger. You understand? So it's all good. So you got to know what you're doing and know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, I had some of all of them. See, when I say sponsor, people might say, oh, he say sponsor. What do you mean by sponsor? See, you know how you got Nike, Adidas, whatever sponsor you know, all the big name sponsors. I call my people who I help my sponsor because they're going to give me something in return. So most of the time, they give me $5, $10, $15. So my older crowd, I would use them as older sponsors, like Deodor, Elise's, Pluma, I'm not going to say Pluma, but you know, some Convert, like, you know, I'd use them, but people didn't know what I was saying. I said, here go my Convert sponsor, here go my Deodor sponsor, stuff like that. Pony sponsor, stuff like that. So my younger crowd, I know they into the fashion and what's happening now, sponsorship. So I use, here go my Nike sponsor, here go my, you know, like Christian Dior's sponsor. Here go my, you know, Martha Stewart's, all type of stuff. I use stuff like that. So therefore, people don't know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So I would use this stuff. Even I have my own sponsors laughing. What the fuck? Yeah, well, what the hell you mean I'm Deodor sponsor and this and that? I said, no, come on, man. You like throwback stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because I like wearing throwback stuff, so I switched the whole thing around. So they, oh yeah, you know, they be laughing and giggling and everything, they be winning. They say, boy, you a funny guy, man. Who would come up with this type of stuff, you know? So it was very, you know, very, very good. So you got to have your statements, your sayings, and your ad-libs, everything on point, you know what I mean? Like one time I just used to play, boy, here go the greatest. This guy, man, he the greatest, man. I don't seen him win 7 or 8 hands in a row. Undefeated. Undefeated. You know, I say all type of things like that. So they be loving these things, man. And you treat them with respect. You know what I mean? If they need it, they run a ticket. They win. They want you to run the ticket. You run the ticket for them. You got to treat them with, especially the top sponsor. You treat them with respect. They're going to treat you with a decent, healthy little something to give to you at the end of the session of gambling or whatever the case may be. And you know, you're hustling. They know you're hustling. And they know that you ain't, especially like me, I don't ask them for no money. They just give it to me because they know I'm here. I'm putting in the work. You know what I mean? Like you're working. Another part-time, another full-time. Depends on how many hours you put in there. But me, I always try to keep it 3 to 4 hours. You know what I mean? And then sometimes I see my sponsors. I say I don't got money from him. He don't gave me $400, right? He don't gave me $400. or someone gave me $75 because he was gambling real low on a low budget. And they lose their money. Guess what you do? You go in your pocket and you give your sponsor some money. You got to give him some money. You don't let him just go out broke, man. What's up, man? Here you go. Go $100. So you lost, man, or whatever. Oh, man, thank you. He's going to appreciate it. Thank you, bro. I appreciate you, man. No, man, you convince him. Listen, I don't need you going back to go put some gas in your car, go get you something to eat, man, and come back another time. Because then if you do that and you let him go back and gamble, then he's going to ask you for some more, which is okay, but you want him to go out with something before he can come back with a whole lot. They be ready to turn up and tear that place up, you know what I mean? But you treat your sponsors with respect, man, and you treat them decently, you know what I mean? Never, if you see them losing, and they losing, you got to help them to try to get them out there, because they will keep going to the ATM, they will keep doing this, you got to stop them. Hey, listen, that's enough, man, it's always another day. Rome wasn't built in one day, man, it's always another day. Don't keep, you know, give yourself a breather, man, go ahead and come back another time. You know, and sometimes it does work, majority of the time it works. And then, you know, they respect you even more because you got dignity. You ain't never lose everything and they have home, house problems, which you can't really help or help them with, because sometimes some people be way over and you just met them this month, but they've been doing this for years, you understand? So you just met them and you trying to reverse what they've been doing and try to tell them, hey, man, you don't have to do this like this, man. Come on, man, you come back another day. And sometimes they start winning money, and they think that you God, because the spirit that you give off, the spirit, and you help them. You know what I mean? You help them. And also they're going to give you something in return too, but you helping them and you showing them that you care, which you do care, because you can't be working with nobody and hustling with, he's gambling, you hustling, he know you hustling, but you can't be working with him and not caring. You got to care. You got to care. And this is going to rub off in the right way, because you have to care. If you don't care, he going to be like, hey, man, I don't need you to come around, because people, you know, everybody got human senses. I mean, I don't need you to come around. You only around because I'm gambling. You got to give him that word, you know? But, yeah, them ad-libs, man, it works. The ad-libs work, and treat your sponsors right. Next episode. Welcome back to Casino Hustle, hosted by K. So, remember I told you in the last episode about how you got to use ad-libs and then just running tickets. You can get money and they would look out for you on certain things. But this particular time, I worked a late night shift and I got off late. And I usually don't swing by the casino at those hours and times, like after 8 and 9 o'clock, I don't, not more or less, not even 12 or 1 o'clock, I don't never do that, right? But this particular time, I didn't know that the later you go, the more sponsors come out and the heavy hitters come out. I didn't know this because I never stayed that late. So this particular time, I get off work late and I'm debating, should I go by the casino or should I just go home? I end up going home. So I went home. And so when I went home, I said, man, there ain't nothing to do. I said, let me just swing by there and see what be happening around this time. So I ended up, I put on some different clothes, took a shower, and I just went up there. You know, I ain't want to go with my work uniform or anything like that. So I just went up there. So I went to the casino, and it was packed. People dancing, people drinking, and all type of stuff. And it was one, and all my other sponsors, hey, man, I ain't never seen you out this late. Like the sponsors I see in the afternoon, they be there late night too. They come for, you know, they come late. I'm like, man, look all this. In my mind, I'm like, man, there's money in here. I can make money. I ain't bring nothing with me. I ain't bring no money with me because I say I'm not going to be gambling when I know I'm getting money from my sponsors. And stuff like that. But sometimes it's good to bring money to start it off, because you don't want to just go to, like, you just empty handed all the time, most of the time. So I ended up running into a couple of sponsors, and they were like, here you go, man, you go $10. I've been winning. I'm like, wow. I said, yeah? Yeah, man, they go $20 and one. As soon as I get $20 off on another, I see another sponsor on another table. Oh, man, I ain't knew you come out this time. He'll throw me $40. I'm like, man, money just falling out of the sky. And I ain't even did anything. And then I saw this Spanish dude that I'd never seen before. He was about 6'2", probably like 245, 300 pounds. And he looked so intimidating. Looked like he don't want nobody near him, don't even come by him. It's just the way he looked, his demeanor. And then I'm like, man, I said, this guy here. And you can see that he's losing, winning, losing. And to me, as a casino hustler, and the one that, and I know about these games and stuff, and I know how to read, I kind of know how to read people's vibes. I said, man, this guy, man, just need a little help. Because I knew my other sponsors, they was okay. They was okay, and my other sponsors, they was with their wives. And when they have their wives or girlfriends or significant others, I don't want to associate myself with them there, because that's like personal time. That's, I respect my sponsors. That's like personal time. When I see them, that mean that they came out together. They wanted to, what you call them, and the last person they need is me right now saying, hey, pick up, and hey, man, get your money. Even though it doesn't matter, but I like to give people their respect. And I mean, they privacy, I should say. They privacy, so I wouldn't be around them. But when I came in, they was giving me money. I could have stood around, but I still recognize the situation. I seen what their significant other, right? So I don't indulge. I just rather just go on off and do what I was doing. So I'm like, man, there's a lot of people here. So to get back on the story with the Spanish guy, so he's there, he's gambling. And I just started, like I was three seats away from him, but like on the side of the machine, just observing his play. And I started, and I never forget the name on his shirt. It was Fun in the Sun. I said, hola, Bobby, Fun in the Sun. And man, he just got so excited. Yeah, Bobby, yeah, Fun in the Sun. He won. And I kind of knew when a dealer busts, or when they had a hand. So, but he don't know this, and a lot of people don't know. They just play the game just to play. But when you play it a lot, you start seeing the little things that the dealers do to know when they bust or when they have a hand or when they're gonna blackjack and stuff like that. These are some of the tricks I picked up along the way. And I was pretty good at it, right? So I'm like, hey, Bobby, so afraid the dealer busts. And then he was like, he was so excited. How you know that? So the guy had done won like, let's say $1,400. He said, hey, Bobby, come with me. So mind you, I know little Spanish and I know he know little English, but we vibing together, you know, we vibing. So we go to the cashier, the man give me $100. I'm like, wow. So I just met this guy, but I know things like this happen, but I just met him. I mean, he's, a Latin guy, he's barely speaking English, I'm barely speaking Spanish, but we vibing together. He know a little bit of English, I know a little bit of Spanish, so he come back. He repeat the process. He get more money, and with the money, he wins again. He wins again. He wins again. We go again, he cash out to give me another $100. So that's $200. And I got $240, I just walked into the building. Literally, just walked into the building, literally. Like, I've been there like 20 or 30 minutes. And this is at 12, and I never come this late to a casino. I never even did it. But it was so, it was like mind-blowing. I couldn't believe what was happening. I said, man, this happened at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. This, people come back out again. When I think that it'd be over during the daytime, it's really just beginning, because they come out later. Your original sponsors and new sponsors would come, or you can introduce yourself and get to know. So back to the story. So the guy cash out $1,200. We vibing, and I'm telling me the dealer buzz, Poppy, pick up, and oh, comida, let's eat. You know, I'm using all my ad libs I can use in Spanish and English, right? So he's cashing out. I get another $100. Now, guess what time it is now? Now it's almost 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm still there. I don't have to go to work though, but I'm still there. And I said, you know what? I said, I say, Papi, suavecito. I told him, Papi, suavecito. Me go to the baño, un momento. So I'm letting him know that I'm going to the restroom. I'll be there in a minute. Take it easy. So I go to the bathroom to go do my count up. See how much money I have. So I count. I'm up to almost $1,400. What, the $1,400 just hanging out with this guy? He cashing out, giving me $100, cashing out, giving me $100, giving me $100, and I'm cashing out for him. I'm a runner, cashing out with him, keeping him gambling, telling him when to hit, telling him when to split. Papi, no, take out the ticket, go cash. You know, I'm helping him because I don't want to see. The last thing you want is for your sponsor to lose all the money that he's winning. And it's on your watch. That's the last thing, because you're going to feel bad. And I just knew the guy. He's just a great guy. Fun in the sun. I never forget it. So $1,400 I got so far. So now, it's two guys that I know that usually be in the daytime. These two guys, they play poker all the time. Young guys. They're probably like 20, 19 years old at the time. Or probably 20, 23 at the time. I don't know. But they was young guys, and I liked that they vibe, right? So they were like, hey, Shug. They used to call me Shug, too. Shug. Like I really wanted that name, Shug, from Death Row. I don't want the name, because it ain't like I'm out here jacking people up for money or nothing like that. They were like, man, I know you got it, man. I need $20 to get back on the poker table. I said, man, they still playing poker at this time of the night? I said, yeah, man, it's open 24 hours, man. They playing poker. I said, man, listen, meet me in the bathroom. So they... Now, I told the guy I was coming back, but I ain't come back yet. So, because them guys saw me and they started, you know, asking me for money. I said, hey, okay, man, no problem. I said, meet in the bathroom. So I gave both of them $40 a piece. They said, man, Shug, man, God, man, you're a blessing, man. So they go back to the poker table. Now, I'm thinking I'm done with them guys, right? So I'll go back to my guy. He's going and going and going. And me, personally, when you're a hustler out here, and when you're hustling at the table at the casino and you helping people win on the game, they give you money and stuff. When other people come around, you can't get upset because other people come around and they trying to get money from this guy too. Because if you tell a guy, hey, don't give them guys nothing, man, you don't know them. I can't do that. If he tell him he ain't going to give him nothing and that's that, that's on him. That's his money. He can do that. But I'm not going to help him, convince him to say, don't give these guys nothing, because that ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I mean? Because some people be needing gas money. Some people be needing food. Some people be needing Pampers. Some people be needing all type of stuff. But what I'm not going to do is let nobody rob him or do some stuff like that. I can't do that, because it's like he's under my watch now. And although we're in the casino and stuff like that, I got to make sure things are, you know, accordingly. And I left him in a good space where he got out of there and everybody got home safe and stuff like that. Not saying that things like that happen. I'm just saying. Because you never know who's watching. You never know who the bad people are. So, these guys come back. And I'm still with the guy. They're like, oh, man. Sugar, I know you got the money, man. Come on, man. I said, man, calm down. Because the guy, he don't understand English that well. But I'm telling him, relax. I'm telling them to relax in English. And I don't know if he know what I'm saying or not, but I'm telling him, hey, man, relax. Relax. Calm down. I got you to relax. Relax. And I'm telling him, nah, man, don't, you know, just chill. I got this, whatever. So I'm helping the guy. So all of a sudden, the Spanish guy, he gets like a frown on his face. And now that I look back, it was because he betted a $400 bet in a deal of blackjack. And when the dealer blackjacked the money, like won the money, he looked at those two guys and he holler, who are you? And when I saw that, and that's the last thing you want is commotion. I say, Papi. He looked at me, I say, them are my amigos. Like that, I said, them are my amigos, no problema. Good people. And he's, oh, okay. Papi, okay, I don't like, you know, too many people. I said, no, them my amigos, me poppies, me friends and all that kind of thing. Okay, no problema. So he betted again that money, and then he won. He kept winning. Then again, he cashed out, I got him to cash out. He cashed out like 4,000, right? So he come back, he say, hey, Papi, I'm going to give you I don't know how to say the 400, but he said something, but I know he gave me $400. I don't know how to say it in Spanish, but he said, Bobby, I'm gonna give you whatever, and he gave me $400. And then he say, your amigo, bente. I know what bente mean. That means $20. So when I came, when we came back, I gave him $20. I said, hey, this is from Bobby, $20. I say, what, you know, y'all go back and play poker. No, they closed, man. Poker is out. There's no more poker. That was the last round. They closed at 3 or something in the morning, or probably 5 or 6. I don't know, because it was late. Probably like 4 something in the morning it closed, right? So I'm there with him, and the guy still won't go home. So now I'm getting nervous, because when I go do my timeout and I tell Poppy, take it easy, I go do my timeout and go back to the bathroom, I'm up almost $25, almost $3,000, and I came in with nothing, literally hands. Came in with hands, no money, no nothing. And not that I didn't have money, I could have went to the ATM and got money, but I got almost close to $3,000. Just rocking with Poppy. Just imagine what I got Poppy cashing out. He cashing out big money. And then I'm giving these guys $20 and $40 because they want to play poker. You understand? And Poppy said, my sponsor, Poppy, Fun in the Sun. Fun in the Sun, I never forget this guy. Fun in the Sun, he told me, no, I say, Poppy, it's getting late. I'm trying to get him to go. I say, Poppy, that's enough. Enough dinero, Poppy. That's it. Finito. That's enough. Let's go para la casa, relájate, and come back esta mañana. Come back tomorrow, Poppy. That's enough. But now, okay, he telling me, okay, one more hand. Every time he said one more hand, he won again. A $200 bet, he will win. A $400 bet, he will win. I said, Poppy, cash out. That's enough, cash out. Because now, it's like, I don't know if anyone ever witnessed when you're getting money so fast, and you are even finding money, you get nervous, like, what? How this happening? All this money keep coming. I had this money that I didn't even have to bust a sweat. I didn't even have to bust a sweat for this money. It's like hustling. Money just dropping out of the sky. And this guy just giving it to me, like, freely. And at some point, I had to tell Poppy, no, Poppy, that's enough, Poppy. No problem, my Poppy. Go ahead, let's take it on. He forced it. I tell him, no, he will force it on me. No, Poppy, you my friend, you my amigo. He give me 100 again, 100 again. So it's 6 o'clock. So I say, Poppy, that's it. So I said, man, I can't be here all day. So I told him, I said, Poppy, this is it, Poppy. This is the last bet. He bet the $300. He pushed. So he didn't lose. He didn't win. So I collect the ticket. I give him the ticket. We go. And then I'm searching my, because we supposed to cash out another ticket, right? But I had the ticket. He let me hold the ticket. I'm holding the ticket. It's a $1,600 ticket. Now, we just pushed the $300, right? So we walking, going back to the back to cash it, because we had to go to the back to cash because he wanted to get some change to get to these guys. These guys wouldn't leave that I know, right? They wouldn't leave. So we walking to the back. So he gives, he said, hey, bro. I said, hey, bro, you go, I'm digging in my jacket. And I said, oh, we go to $1,600 ticket immediately. Something tell me, man, keep the ticket. He don't know. But I can't do that because my conscience is not right. You got to be good with your sponsors. Now, anybody else, they probably would have took it. I can't do it. I wouldn't do that because then karma going to come on me. So I said, you know what? Poppy, look, we forgot to catch this. His eyes got so big and so happy. He said, oh, my God. So we cash it out. And guess what? He give me the $300 ticket. You see how karma work? When you're out there and you're doing things the right way, and you're believing in your sponsors, and you're being truthful to them, good things happen to you. You understand? So this segment, I got him out. He was happy. Fun in the Sun, I never forget him. And those two other guys, man, I wish them well, too. Them guys were some great cats, man. They was awesome. But at the same time, I will not reveal their name, but they were some great guys. They everybody went home with a couple of dollars, and this guy was a great guy. So, like I say, I never knew. things can happen like that after 12 o'clock that the casino be booming. I never knew that. And the sponsors that I had from in the evening, like afternoon time, I didn't know they come back later. I think that, okay, this is it. I don't have to, what you call them? I could just go home. I made what I need to make. But if I was staying late, I'd be making twice as much because people come out, the big rollers come out and they be betting big. You understand? But next episode, thank you for listening to K Hustle Podcast. Welcome to Casino Hustle, hosted by K. Now, this is episode 8. What I'm trying to tell y'all, this is a new thing. Remember I tell you about the roulette? I didn't know too much about it, but I learned the game and learned how to call numbers. That was another way of hustling. But this other hustle right here is all about having a premier card. You know what I mean? Like, it's levels of cards inside the casino that you must have. But make sure you always in that VIP area of card tier holding. You know what I mean? Because then there's a lot of great promotion that comes with that. So I'm hustling in the casino. I got, you know, I'm meeting my sponsors. And some of my sponsors, they will hit me off with money. And they also will put my card in while they're playing. So I'm getting a double-double. They hit me off. And they playing with my card. Let me rephrase that. It's a triple-double because I'm getting free play. They hitting me off. And plus, they playing my card. And on this particular day, it's like sometimes it might be like a promotion. So when these promotions are going, you got a shot. That's a quadruple there. You got a shot now because now they got a free shot at a promotion, your name being called. So I used to know the great promotions, and I still do know the great promotion that goes on. So you come there, you meet your sponsor, and you say, hey, man, you mind if I get a couple of points while you play? Because you know what's going on because they had that $500 every, or it could be $1,000 every 30 minutes. And if you're a premier card, and you got your buddy there, your sponsor who likes you dearly and look out for you, he gonna say, sure, man, go ahead and get a couple of points. And boom, as he's doing that, they call your name. K, could you come to the Players Club? You just got your name called for the promotion. It could be any type of promotion they have going on. And that's a free $500, right? And now remember, your sponsor is there. You gotta always look out for your sponsor. So when you get the free play, you go hit him back off with at least $30 or $40. And it ain't cost you a dime. He don't know. He think you just, because he, most of the time, they don't know your name. They just know you by your the name that you call yourself, right? In this particular case, it's K. So my name is announced. My real name is announced over the speaker. They don't know my name. I just go collect the free play. And I say, hey, man, you know, man, this from you always looking out for me and stuff. He don't have to know what just happened. And boom, you drop $40 or $50 on it. Now you got a sponsor for life. And on top of that, that's called casino hustling. You always play with your card and treat your sponsors with respect. And always look out. Remember one thing, when you're hustling inside the casino, it's other people doing it too. It's different levels of hustling in the casino. You had the crabs who don't want to see you have anything and don't want to see their sponsor have all it is about themselves. Then you had the ones that tag along crabs. Like you just follow people around. While when you go doing your hustle, you gotta hustle by yourself and get to know people by yourself. It's called networking. You understand? So always play with your card. And treat your sponsors with respect, and you're gonna get something in return. And know your promotion days, because you can get a quadruple hit. You're getting free play, you're getting points, you're getting your name called during the promotion, and your sponsor throwing you something. That's a quadruple hit, and you came in with hands. You understand? This is free game. The hustle was in the casino, baby. You got to know what you're doing. Hold them up. Don't nobody move. Like I said, I'm dropping jewels. You feel me? So stay tuned for the next episode. episode of Casino Hustle, hosted by Kay.